One. Neil, as ever, thank you very much for spending some of your valuable time talking to us here today at Call AM. As Lakeside Hammers enter a very, very busy part of the season, an incredible four meetings to come in the course of 6 days. And unfortunately, I'm hearing this bad news already, Neil, with a rider that you've lost for those course of those meetings.
Because to be fair, up until now, Mikel's been putting in some good performances, hasn't he?
Oh, he's absolutely star quality, you know, like he's only 19 years old, and obviously, you know, our supporters that have seen him this year, I think we've all seen that he's certainly a big name that's going to be here for a very long, long time, and yeah, you know, he's a key member of our team, and he will be a sorely missed, but unfortunately, Speedway, you pick up injuries and you have riders missing in these sort of problems, and you know, we have to address as we have by booking guests and hopefully get over it by the rest of the boys putting together and, you know, putting out the results that we'll be aiming for.
You mentioned the injury to Mikel there, Neil. Is it going to be short term or long term, or is it too early at the moment to actually say? As you say, a bit of a blow, but as you say, that's Speedway, isn't it? Admittedly, Neil, and the boys are going to have to rally round, as to be fair, they have done all season. But as you mentioned earlier in conversation, these next four meetings are virtually like cup finals, aren't they?
Yeah, that's exactly how we're treating them. We're going to take it one match at a time and then see where we are at after those. You know, in fairness, probably the pool away fixture this coming Wednesday on paper would probably be our toughest test, although we've been there twice this season already and pushed them close both times, so which we'll be looking to get maximum points, and then on the road to Saturday and Bellevue Monday, we'll certainly be going to those two fixtures looking for, you know, a full sort of at least 3 points, you know, possibly pushing a full maximum points if possible. But as I said, we'll just take one match at a time. We'll go to Paul Wednesday and then we'll see where we're at, you know, come late Wednesday night.
You're currently 6 points behind Paul at the moment, as the table stands, Neil, because you've got Coventry, Eastbourne and Swindon all sort of breathing underneath your neck, haven't you, as well?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly going to be a tight finish. Like, I personally believe that both Kingsley and Paul have cemented their place in the top four of the playoff positions. So, as you quite rightly say, like, I think there's four teams here, five for two places, so it's key that we obviously try and pick up as many points as we possibly can, because, you know, there's certainly going to be some twists and turns before the cut-off date, which is the 19th of September, so if we can do our job by picking up, you know, as many points as possible, we've got all those teams to ride, so if we can pick up our points and obviously take points away from them, and that's like a double whammy, so it's up to us to do our job and try to make our place in the top four, as I believe Kings and Paul already have.
Most definitely. And I suppose finally, on the final note, Neil, as you say, last Friday's meeting unfortunately fell foul of the weather. It's still very unsettled at the moment, and with these four meetings coming up in 6 days, the last thing you want is four meetings rained off, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, we're actually getting closer and closer to the cut-off date now. Mm. It's been creeped up on you, and like, it isn't always easy to rearrange fixtures, because all these riders, they are riding more than one league or riding Europe, you know, so it isn't always easy to get the riders together on any available date. So we certainly don't want any more rain off than we've actually got, I believe, I think it's either 9 or 10 matches this month now, up until the end of the month. So a real busy month for us, so hopefully we'll get the good old British summer back and we'll get some good results and get the feel good factor back for the whole of the Lakeside Speedway.
I'm sure that will come, most definitely. Neil, as always, pleasure talking to you. Very best of luck, obviously, not just for the four meetings, but for the rest of the season.
Yeah,